light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Under Siege. My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation by Eric Trump is a highly personal account of life inside one of America's most polarizing political families. Blending memoir, political commentary, and behind-the-scenes storytelling, Eric Trump describes what it felt like to grow up as a Trump, to stand by his father through the 2016 and 2020 presidential campaigns, and to experience non-stop scrutiny from media and political opponents. The book presents his perspective on what he views as unfair attacks on his family, their business, and their vision for the country. Readers are taken into private moments, campaign war rooms, legal battles, and family conversations, all framed by Eric Trump's conviction that his family was targeted because they challenged entrenched political interests. Under Siege positions itself as both a defense of the Trump legacy and a call to action for supporters who believe the nation is at a crossroads. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up in the Trump family. One major focus of Under Siege is Eric Trump's account of growing up as part of the Trump family, long before politics pushed them onto the global stage. He reflects on his childhood in a business-driven household, observing his father at construction sites, boardrooms, and public events. The narrative highlights values he says shaped him: work ethic, loyalty, competitiveness, and resilience. Eric emphasizes how his parents and grandparents influenced his views on success and patriotism, framing the Trump story as a multi-generational American dream. He also addresses the emotional cost of fame, detailing how the family had to adapt to public attention even during his early years. By sharing private memories, he attempts to humanize a family often portrayed as one-dimensional in the media. This background section is meant to show that, from his perspective, the Trump rise did not begin in politics, but in decades of relentless work and ambition. Secondly, inside the 2016 and 2020 campaigns, the book devotes substantial attention to the 2016 and 2020 presidential campaigns, which Eric Trump portrays as historic, exhausting, and deeply personal. He describes campaigning across the country, interacting with supporters, and witnessing his father defy political expectations. Behind the scenes, he recounts strategy discussions, last-minute decisions, and the intensity of media cycles that could turn a single statement into a national firestorm. For 2016, he frames the victory as a populist uprising against the political establishment. For 2020, he focuses on what he believes were unfair rules, biased coverage, and powerful institutions aligned against his father. Eric presents his version of election-related controversies and legal fights, arguing that the opposition was determined to stop the Trump agenda at any cost. These chapters aim to give readers a feeling of being inside the campaign bus and war room, sharing the emotional highs of rally crowds and the frustration of ongoing political and legal battles. Thirdly, media, investigations, and the politics of persecution. A central theme of Under Siege is Eric Trump's belief that his family has been relentlessly targeted by media, political opponents, and parts of the government bureaucracy. He recounts a series of investigations, lawsuits, and congressional inquiries that, in his view, were driven more by hatred of his father than by genuine concern for justice. The book describes how constant negative coverage shaped the public narrative around the Trump name, often leaving the family feeling vilified regardless of facts or outcomes. Eric criticizes legacy media outlets, certain prosecutors, and Washington insiders, arguing that they weaponized institutions to damage his father's presidency, their business, and their personal reputations. He also explores the emotional toll of these battles, the strain on family life, business operations, and personal relationships. This section tries to show readers what it felt like, from the inside, to live under non-stop investigation while still trying to advance a political agenda and maintain some sense of normalcy. Fourthly, vision for America: populism, patriotism, and policy. Beyond personal and familial defenses, Eric Trump uses the book to outline the political and philosophical vision he believes his family represents. He frames the Trump movement as a populist and patriotic revolt against globalist elites, bureaucrats, and career politicians. He describes policies such as deregulation, tax cuts, border enforcement, criminal justice changes, and America First foreign policy as deliberate efforts to prioritize working and middle-class citizens over entrenched interests. The narrative emphasizes themes of national pride, economic self-reliance, and skepticism toward international institutions that, in his view, disadvantage American workers. Eric argues that his father's presidency disrupted comfortable power structures in Washington and beyond, which is why, he claims, the backlash was so fierce. This section attempts to connect emotional loyalty to the Trump family with broader arguments about the future of the United States, portraying the Trump agenda as a necessary course correction for a nation drifting away from its founding principles. Lastly, family loyalty, faith, and resilience under pressure. Throughout Under Siege, Eric Trump returns to the ideas of loyalty, faith, and resilience as the glue that holds his family together under pressure. He highlights how the family rallied around his father during scandals, accusations, and legal challenges, often meeting privately to encourage one another and plan their responses. He describes their reliance on faith, personal conviction, and shared purpose to withstand what he sees as unprecedented hostility. Eric portrays his siblings and stepmother as partners in a long, difficult fight, each playing specific roles in business, campaigns, and public communication. He uses personal anecdotes to show how they tried to protect their children from the harshest media narratives and maintain a sense of normal family life. This emphasis on internal unity is meant to inspire readers who feel similarly under attack for their beliefs, suggesting that steadfast commitment to family, principles, and country can help individuals weather public and private storms. In conclusion, Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation is best suited for readers who are supportive of Donald Trump or curious about how the Trump family interprets the past decade of American politics from the inside. Those who feel distrustful of mainstream media, concerned about political bias in institutions, or aligned with America First ideas will likely find the book especially compelling. It offers not an academic analysis, but a passionate personal defense of a contested legacy. The value of this book for your life lies in its perspective on resilience under pressure, loyalty to family and convictions, and the belief that ordinary citizens can challenge powerful systems. Compared with other political books that analyze the Trump era from the outside, this work presents an unapologetically insider narrative, giving readers direct access to how Eric Trump experienced campaigns, investigations, and cultural battles. If you want to understand the mindset driving the Trump movement and draw lessons about standing firm when your values are under attack, this book distinguishes itself as a primary source from a central participant. If you would like to support Eric Trump, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.